At the beginning of this series, we heard the voice of the first Czechoslovak president, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk. The Masaryk family included several remarkable women, who were also to play a role in 20th century Czech history. Tomáš's wife Charlotte was American, born in New York in 1850. When the couple married in Brooklyn in 1878, he took on her surname, Garrigue, as part of his own name. Charlotte went on to devote her life to all things Czech, and she was every bit as energetic in her defence of women's rights, winning her husband over to the cause. She died in 1923, just 5 years after the Republic was founded, and in this archive recording from November 1932, she is remembered by an American friend, the feminist and peace advocate Martha Root.
An outstanding quality of Charlotte Garrigue Masaryk was her loyalty to the Czechoslovak peoples. Some girls would have urged the man they loved to remain in the United States, where certainly more quickly he might have come into a great position. But she knew there is something greater than making a living. It is making a life. She felt from the beginning and always through the years that followed that her husband's place was in his own land, Bohemia.
Martha Root talking about Charlotte Masaryk. Charlotte and Tomáš Masaryk's eldest daughter, Alice, herself highly educated and emancipated, became a prominent figure in Czechoslovakia between the wars. After the First World War, part of which she spent in an Austrian jail, she founded and chaired the Czechoslovak branch of the International Red Cross. Among other things, she established an annual tradition of holding a 3-day political truce in Czechoslovakia, when politicians and journalists would suspend their political squabbles. Here she is talking about it in April 1938.
We beg you, who are listening, to work with us for our ideal embodied in our truce. A clean and truthful press that brings us nearer to each other, individuals and nations, in a wholehearted reverence for each eternal soul, without difference of nation, religion, or race. Let me say the words which we will pronounce by the Speaker of our Parliament in a few minutes. The peace of the Red Cross has been proclaimed. Let the peace of the Red Cross be maintained.
It's ironic to think that these words were spoken less than a year before Nazi troops were to swarm into Prague. Alice Masarykova died in exile in America in 1966, and it was not until after the fall of communism that the Czech Red Cross had her ashes brought home and placed in the Masaryk family tomb.